From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the mass shooting in Orlando, Florida is becoming clearer and more straightforward as investigators try to determine the motive behind the attack that killed 49 people and wounded 53 others. Biden did not elaborate Tuesday, but said that in the coming days, President Barack Obama would say more. Obama is due to visit Orlando on Thursday. The president, in his own comments Tuesday, said the shooting was carried out by an angry, disturbed, unstable young man who became radicalized. He said there was no indication that any foreign terrorist group directed 29-year-old Omar Mateen in his attack on a gay nightclub. Well, meanwhile, President Obama took the unusual step of plunging into the U.S. presidential campaign Tuesday, lashing out at the Republican who wants to succeed him, billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more.
After meeting security advisors at the Treasury Department on the Orlando shootings, President Obama quickly pivoted to lash out at Donald Trump's proposed Muslim ban.
And if we fall into the trap of painting all Muslims with a broad brush and imply that we are at war with an entire religion, then we are doing the terrorist work for them.
The president responded to Trump's speech on Monday, blaming the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton for policies that Trump said have helped the terrorists. Obama said such talk is dangerous and hurts U.S. efforts to win the support of moderate Muslims. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. presidential primary election season officially ended Tuesday as Hillary Clinton defeated Bernie Sanders in the nation's capital, and the two candidates held what they called a positive discussion in Washington. Clinton is the Democratic Party's presumptive nominee, with her official selection expected at a convention in Philadelphia next month. Sanders has persisted in his campaign despite trailing in the race for months, which has allowed him to have some influence on the party's platform of policies. The two campaigns issued very similar statements after the meeting that said Clinton and Sanders discussed shared priorities such as raising wages, reforming campaign finance laws, and making college affordable. They also cited the dangerous threat that Donald Trump poses to our nation. The foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations issued a tough joint statement on the South China Sea and then tried to make it quickly disappear. ASEAN ministers meeting in Yuxi in China's Yunnan province on Monday and Tuesday took a thinly veiled swipe at their hosts by expressing serious concern about rising tensions in the South China Sea. The statement called for respect for international law amid a Chinese refusal to accept an upcoming Hague Tribunal ruling expected to favor Manila's challenge of Beijing's claims to most of the South China Sea. Diplomatic sources Wednesday indicated that Chinese officials in private quickly pressured ASEAN to rescind the document after Malaysia's foreign ministry released a copy to the media. China has warned against U.S. President Barack Obama meeting with the Dalai Lama, saying it could damage mutual trust. The closed-door meeting scheduled for Wednesday is intended to avoid angering China, which views the Dalai Lama as a dangerous separatist. President Obama has met with the Dalai Lama many times during his presidency and refers to him as a good friend. But China fears it will send the wrong message to Tibetans. Liu Kang is a spokesman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry. He said the 14th Dalai Lama often puts up the facade of religion to peddle internationally his political position of splitting China. We demand no country or government give him any space for such activities and should certainly not do anything the 1.3 billion people of China would resolutely oppose. Dialogue between the Dalai Lama and China's central government stopped in 2010. Officials in Tokyo say a Chinese spy ship entered Japanese waters early Wednesday. The intelligence ship was spotted around 3:30 a.m. local time Wednesday in southern Japan. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.